Finally tonight, Ronan Kelly has been island hopping, and he encountered two men with an eye for potential that's hiding in plain sight.
Long Island and Coney Island. New York has those, as you know, but so also does West Cork. Right beside each other in Roaring Water Bay, and both of them have two curious men I came across, both named Michael. One had a bizarre boat, and one had a genius stamp idea. The Michael with the boat was on Coney Island. When I landed up on the gravel beach, he was there and we got chatting. "Come here, can I show you something?" he said. And just up off the beach, behind some bushes and trees, he showed me this huge orange cylinder, flat on one end and rounded at the other. The flat end had a door big enough for you to get in and out, and inside, along each side, were benches. This, he explained, was an escape pod from a North Sea oil rig. The way it worked was, if there was an emergency, everyone jumped in. The door was sealed and the pod was launched out into the sea. Whatever way it hit the waves, because of its design, it would right itself, and those inside would be safe from fires or explosions on the oil rig. Maybe it's the same in other countries, but if you travel around Ireland, you'll know there's nothing surprising in what people keep in their barns or back gardens. I once met a man in Westmeath who had 14 sheds full of books at the back of his house, and another man in Louth who had a bus that ran on a rail track at the back of his. So Michael, with his big orange escape pod on Coney Island in West Cork, was fascinating, but not totally surprising. Michael said he had no real plan for the orange pod when he saw it for sale. It just caught his fancy. The other Michael on the other island, just across the sound from Coney Island, Long Island, he did have a plan, as he explained to me when my boat landed on his island. The Michael on Long Island is the stamp man, and we started talking outside his cottage one evening. He invited me in for a cup of tea, and he explained to me that he was a dealer in rare stamps. Not only that, he nearly had some of the world's rarest stamps right there on Long Island, 50 years ago. In 1972, the story goes, the Department of Posts and Telegraphs gave the 300 people living on Long Island permission to have their own postal service to carry letters to the mainland 800 metres away. Michael realised that this would mean that the island could have its own stamps and that these would be a valuable rarity. He had a set of four stamps printed, with the values 4p, 6p, 12p and 15p, and with local scenes on them, like images from Long Island and a picture of the nearby Fastnet Lighthouse. Then Michael prepared 1,000 first day covers to send to collectors all over the world on the day the new service was launched. That was April 24th, 1973. The first letters from the new Long Island post office were sent to the local sorting office in Skibbereen. Once Michael's first day covers were franked there, they would attain their rare value. However, the post office rule at the time was that no one was allowed to go home from the sorting office until all posts had been sorted and sent on to Cork. Usually about 15 letters came in from Long Island, but this evening in April 1973, over 1,000 came in, mostly the stamp dealers' first day covers, obviously. The staff in Skibbereen didn't know what to do with the 1,000 letters, and so they rang Dublin for guidance. Dublin came back saying they could find no actual record of any official permission to process any post with the new Long Island stamps. They instructed Skibbereen not to send the post on to Cork, and so Michael's great plan came unstuck. The Long Island stamps are still around though. If you go online, you can find them on Michael's own stamp dealing site for between £125 and £400. You can also find the oil rig escape pod online that I saw on Coney Island. Although it's not orange anymore, it's yellow. Michael from Coney Island sold it to a glamping site owner in Monaghan who resprayed it and modified it so that it now looks like the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. Coney Island Michael's pod is now a novel overnight accommodation on the banks of the Dromore River in Monaghan. So, Coney Island and Long Island in West Cork. Not as big or as flashy as their New York namesakes, but in their own small ways, compelling enough.
And that's Ronan Kelly with those twin tales from Roaring Water Bay in West Cork.